We are 11 lines up from the bottom on Samach Aleph Omer Aleph. We're at the Gemara. So the Mishnah mentioned that if you make wine and leave it in the idolater's home, even if the vat is by an opening which is adjacent to a public domain, if the city is only full of idolaters, then we have to assume that the owner of the home will not be afraid to touch the wine, and the wine will be considered or rendered yayin nesach. Obviously, no lock and key on the vat. So the Gemara says, "Be'ir shekulov kachavim nami va'ika rochlin hamachazirin ba'ayaros." Okay, fine. It could be that there are no Jews that live in the area, but there are Jewish peddlers. The Jewish peddlers who pass by every so often, Rashi says, are selling spices. So shouldn't the idolaters be afraid for the peddlers that stop by? Tosas points out something interesting based on the Gemara in Baba Kama. Ezra made a takana that peddlers should frequent the Jewish peddlers should frequent the Jewish neighborhoods so that the Jewish women would be able to purchase different spices and perfumes so that they would look good for their husbands. And therefore, what are they doing in a place where they're only non-Jews? The answer is, well, look, they were traveling, and sometimes as during their travels, they end up passing through other areas which are inhabited by non-Jews. Anyhow, how do you resolve this question about the peddlers? Amar Shmuel be'ir sheyeshla delasaim ubriach. It's a city that has some sort of wall with a lock and key, and therefore they know, as Rashi says, that everyone will know when a Jew is coming into the area, and at that point they will hide all their issues or hide any. They'll pretend that everything is fine, that they haven't touched anything, and then as soon as they leave, they'll go back to continuing with their inappropriate usage of the wine. Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef then adds on another piece of information. V'chalon kirushus harabim dami. So we said that the home had an opening, meaning the door was open adjacent to the public domain. So now Rav Yosef comes along and says, even if it's not a door, it's a window, but the window is facing a public domain. That's also considered like public domain. And therefore, assuming obviously the vat is in front of the window, it would be permissible. This is actually a very important yesod for Hilchos Yichud, which we're going to learn about maybe a little bit here, but I think we learned it already about with Hilchos Yichud that a window has the status of a Rishus Arabim, so that if a man and a woman are secluded in a room and there's a window there that's adjacent to Rishus Arabim, then we're not concerned for anything inappropriate. Obviously, we're talking about where the window is at eye level so that people can see you. When the window's it's on the second floor and no one's really looking up to that room, that wouldn't apply. Furthermore, v'ashpa ki rishus harabim dami, that a trash heap is also considered like rishus harabim, either because people throw their garbage all the time or they're sometimes relieve themselves in that area. V'dikla kirshus harabim dami. A palm tree is also considered like a rishus harabim because you're going there constantly to take off and get some fruit. Psik resha. What if once the palm tree was cut down? In other words, all the fruits were cut down, so there's no reason presumably to go back there. Pligi beravacha veravina. Machlokes chadas or chadshari. One says it's still it's still considered like a public domain, and one says it's not considered like a public domain. So manda aser, the one that says that it's aser, meaning that we assume that the idolater is not going to be afraid, because lam leit the salakasim, there's no reason for you to go there. Once all the fruit have been removed from the tree, there's no reason to go there. So therefore, the idolater is not going to care. Uman the shari, the one that says it's permissible that the idolater will be afraid, because zimna the avda le behema of asalak leuni basra. Sometimes you're going to lose your animal, and you'll have to look for it. So you might want to climb up the tree to take a look around the city to figure out what happened to your lost ox.